How's the job market doing these days?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. A report out this morning shows the number of people filing for jobless benefits for the first time was up by 13,000. That's contrary to what analysts had expected. 472,000 Americans went to state employment offices seeking unemployment checks. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson is with us live from our studio in New York with the latest. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning, Steve.
So a big employment report comes out tomorrow from the Labor Department. This
right.
weekly data doesn't actually factor into that, but does it tell us something about the broader picture?
Well, it tells us that there are some real hiccups in this recovery. As far as the labor market is concerned, it doesn't appear to be the V-shaped recovery many were hoping for. Now, that said, Steve, obviously we're in much better shape than we were even a year ago when we were losing almost 500,000 jobs a month. The report that comes out tomorrow is not expected to be nearly that bad. I spoke with Ray Stone at Stone and McCarthy Research Associates. Here's his view of our current situation.
Employment is growing slowly. That doesn't mean that we're going to get gains every month. In fact, I'm looking for a decline of 50,000 for the month of June, following a gain of 431,000 in May.
But a lot of those 431,000, as you know, took temporary census jobs. And now, Ray Stone says many of those people will transition into the kind of private sector summer jobs, perhaps an amusement park job, that they would have taken if they hadn't gone to the Census Bureau.
Now, Jeremy, we got some more data on job cuts this morning from the outplacement company Challenger Gray and Christmas. What does that information tell us?
Well, it's not that bad, actually. The number of planned layoffs rose about 1.5% in June to 39,000. That's still close to a four-year low. And the CEO of the company that produces that data says it means employers are not expecting a double-dip recession.
Not expecting. Okay. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson reporting from our New York bureau. Jeremy, thanks.
You're welcome.
Jobs, no doubt, will weigh on the stock market today. Concerns about debt in Europe is already bringing things down overseas. European shares are off more than 1% right now. Asian stocks tanked again today, 1-2%. Wall Street yesterday, markets were off about 1%. The Dow fell 96 points to close at 97.74, and it ended the second quarter down more than 10%. An important part of the health care reform law goes into effect today. Temporary high-risk insurance pools in some states will start taking applications. The pools are intended to provide insurance until the law fully takes effect in 2014. But the application process is complicated, and not everyone's expected to get in, as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
The health care reform law will prohibit insurers from denying coverage because of a pre-existing condition, but not until 2014. The temporary high-risk pools are envisioned as a bridge to 2014, but there won't be room for everyone. Vivian Ho is a health care economist at Rice University.
There is going to have to be a limit on this particular program. There just isn't enough money.
The Congressional Budget Office has estimated that if there's no limit, federal funding for the temporary high-risk pools will run out by 2013, so the uninsured should apply right away. Some of the pools will be administered by the states, others by the federal government. Richard Cauchi is a health policy expert at the National Conference of State Legislatures. He says the federal government is launching a new website today in an effort to reduce confusion.
The real challenge is to get the word out in a positive, effective media marketing style.
The website will let you compare insurance plans and figure out if you're eligible for the temporary high-risk pool. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
By the way, there's something else the new health care law affects today. The price of the tanning booth, a tanning tax, takes effect today to help pay for health care reform.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, offering retirement and 401k plans to businesses for more than 60 years. MassMutual.com/retirestrong.
Gourmet food trucks are the latest craze in a lot of major cities, but not in Chicago. Red tape in the second city is making it impossible to cook on the go. From Chicago Public Radio, Tony Arnold reports.
You might want to call food trucks the anti-drive-thru. The idea being chefs can bring food to customers anywhere they are. Matt Maroney has cooked at several high-end restaurants in Chicago, but now he's looking to make it on his own, and he's leading the charge to bring food trucks to the city. The only issue being current law forbids trucks from being licensed kitchens.
It's got to be properly ventilated. You have to have wastewater systems and freshwater systems and things of that nature. And that's all part of the code. That's why the code's such a beast.
That's where Scott Wagesback enters. He's a member of the city council who's working to make cooking in mobile kitchens legal. He says food trucks are a valuable member of the community.
They are job creators. They are fun. They get food out into areas of the city that might not otherwise have it.
Not to mention the city can collect additional taxes. But Wagesback says he's running into some resistance. Other members of the city council are worried about what they consider unfair competition, like a food truck serving burritos right outside an already established Mexican restaurant. Still, one company, Flirty Cupcakes, is already trying to make a variation on food trucks work. Their cupcakes are baked and prepared in a licensed kitchen, loaded onto a van, then served from any open parking space downtown. It has a huge following on Twitter, full of people waiting to see where the van is parked. Tiffany Kurtz runs Flirty Cupcakes. She says it was hard trying to comply with all the codes.
Although some things didn't seem to make sense, I quit kind of trying to fight it. And it was more like, okay, if you're telling me this is what it's going to take, then that's what I will do.
Kurtz says business is good, and she's hoping to expand to the suburbs. Meantime, Chef Matt Maroney's still hoping just to get off the ground. He recently opened a brick-and-mortar restaurant called the Gastro Wagon. Admittedly, the wagon part of that name will make more sense, assuming he gets his permit for a food truck. In Chicago, I'm Tony Arnold from Marketplace.
And finally, it didn't take long for Microsoft to kick the can out of its cell phone family. The computer giant said late yesterday it would scrap its mobile device designed and named for social networking just a couple of months after introducing it. Now, Microsoft's not ending all relations with the lucrative smartphone market. The company's been working on new software called Windows Phone 7. But as for the kin, well, it's now the black sheep of the family. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. Check us out online at marketplace.org in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.